Welcome, Dee Malone, Wildlife Chair of the Colorado Chapter of the Sierra Club.
Thank you, Amy, for inviting me. It's always a pleasure.
Talk about the Sierra Club in Colorado. What do you guys do?
Well, in Colorado, we do everything from a renewable energy campaign to protecting pollinators to other wildlife. Particularly, my focus is wolves and lions, also sage grouse. So everything from getting even Pueblo, which has a long history in fossil fuels, mm-hmm. They've committed to being 100% renewable by 2035.
Wow.
The city of Boulder, as well as Boulder County, has banned the use of neonicotinoids for pollinator protection. Mm-hmm. And over here on the West Slope, we're focused in on wolf recovering wolves to Colorado.
I think what Boulder's doing with it, how do you pronounce that? Neonicotinoids?
Yes. Okay. Neonics.
Right. Neonics. That's something that's been identified as a cause for bumblebee and honeybee annihilation.
Including the non-native, which are honeybee pollinators, but really all of the wild pollinator bee species are potentially impacted by neonics.
Wow. And so Boulder has banned those.
Boulder City and Boulder County.
What did it take to finally get Boulder City and Boulder County to go for this ban?
Well, you know, I think importantly, it was the persistence of grassroots volunteers, mm-hmm. the Sierra Club. We just got out there and did a lot of door knocking and a lot of talking with the leaders, the political leaders, mm-hmm. and talking with the businesses, talking with folks on the ground, just a lot of grassroots organizing.
How long did it take?
Oh, gee, 3 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Well, congratulations on that. How is the Colorado Sierra Club different from other groups across the country?
Well, fundamental to the model of Sierra Club is the grassroots rather than the grass tops. So what Sierra Club, what the staff, the national staff, chapter staff do, where they're very lightweight. There's not many of them. Basically, the campaigns, the pollinator campaign, the wolf campaign, the renewable energy campaign, are really all run by volunteers.
Oh.
What staff does, what paid staff does, they're paid to enable us.
Okay.
So instead of staff running the campaign, volunteers run the campaign. Mm-hmm. So a volunteer, if you're interested in water, you're interested in preventing coal mining, you pick up that campaign, you organize it, and staff enables you.
And this is just in Colorado?
This is nationwide.
Oh, this is nationwide.
Yep.
Okay. So what do you mean by enable?
They'll provide you with technical support. They'll provide you with the outreach on Facebook, social media, the political clout.
Okay.
Dollars to run a campaign, to do your printing, to do your organizing. So they provide the funding, but you provide the work.
Okay. So they pay for everything except for salary.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in Colorado, does that differ at all here?
One of the great things about Sierra Club is that we choose what our priority campaigns are. So New Mexico may have an entirely different focus than Colorado. The model is the same, that volunteers choose the priority, what is a priority for us? Well, you know, our priorities on the West Slope are much different than the priorities on the Front Range.
Okay.
So we can choose, and we run those campaigns.
Mm-hmm. Catch us up on a big campaign here on the Western Slope.
Well, the biggest one and the one that I'm focused on most is wolf restoration in Colorado. So just recently, last week, the comment period for the Fish and Wildlife's recovery plan for the Mexican gray wolf was due. And all the groups together, not just Sierra Club, but Center for Biodiversity, Wild Earth Guardians, Lobos of the Southwest, we all worked, pulled together to get almost 100,000 comments to Fish
and
Wildlife. Importantly, what the science said about restoring Mexican gray wolves is that they need not only to be in New Mexico and Arizona, which is only where they exist now, a few in Mexico probably, but they needed Colorado.
Why?
Their populations are so small. There's only about 109 in the wild now.
Jeez.
And
that's almost unviable.
It is almost unviable. Mm. What the scientists recommended is that we need 750 wolves restored in three separate but connected populations so that we could start restoring that genetic diversity to increase the viability. And one of the key, most important areas was southern Colorado.
So the comment period is closed. What's next?
Well, we'll see what happens with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Okay.
They proposed a plan that the scientists and most of the commenters were opposed to. So we'll see if they actually are swayed. Hopefully they will be swayed by the new science, the science really from the fellows that have been doing wolf population recovery for decades.
All right. Well, before we go, Dee Malone, Wildlife Chair of the Colorado Chapter of the Sierra Club, KDNK is in its fall membership drive. Can you talk about how public radio is important for the Sierra Club and for the local community, why people should support KDNK?
Absolutely. Amy and all of her colleagues do amazing in-depth reporting, unbiased, full of science, full of the facts, and to share that with the public, to get the public knowledgeable about what's going on out there is such a great and important role that KDNK fulfills. Not only for the locals, but statewide. The colleagues, the reporters, the music players, the DJs at KDNK bring us such a sense of community. They bring us all together and realize that we're all connected. And they bring us that science as well as the culture that is the foundation of community.
Well, Dee Malone, thanks very much. It's good to see you. Keep up the great work.
Great to see you. Thanks, Amy.